Greetings, jazz lovers, and welcome to the Jazz Treasury with Rich Sylvester. Thank you once again for letting me in your ear. Just a quick review, this is Jazz Guitar Part 2, and earlier in this month, we released Jazz Guitar Part 1, where we heard from Charlie Christian, Eddie Lang, Django Reinhardt, and Lonnie Johnson, along with Les Paul and some other early guitar greats in the genre of jazz. This time, we're moving ahead to the 1940s and the 1950s. But a quick review, in case you missed Jazz Guitar Part 1. In 1900, Brock Mumford plays guitar in Buddy Bolden's band. 1904, Bud Scott starts playing rhythm guitar with John Rebenshaw. 1910, Fred Van Epps records Chatterbox Rag on banjo for Xonophone Discs. 1925, Lonnie Johnson cuts his first blues guitar disc, Mr. Johnson's Blues. 1927, Eddie Lang records his first solo, Eddie's Twister. 1929, September, Louis Russell's New Rhythm Sections record Jersey Lightning. 1934, Al Casey cuts his first discs with Fats Waller. Django Reinhardt and Stefan Gappelli make their first discs with the Quintet of the Hot Club of France. 1936, Gibson launches their electric guitar in the USA. 1937, Freddie Green joins Count Basie on rhythm guitar. Then, Eddie Durham joins an electric guitar and trombone. 1939, Charlie Christian joins the Benny Goodman Sextet. 1940, Teddy Hill becomes manager of Minton's and starts bebop jam sessions featuring Charlie Christian. 1945, Chuck Wayne and Remo Palomari cut bebop discs with Dizzy Gillespie. Now, let's move on to Jazz Guitar Part 2 here on the Jazz Treasury. By the way, if you'd like more information on the Jazz Treasury, go to www.thejazztreasury.com and find out more. Or we're on Facebook as well, Jazz Treasury Podcast. So let's get started with the music here on the Jazz Treasury. I'd like to play two tracks right off the bat. The first one from the great guitarist Kenny Burrell, recorded in about 1963, cut called Chitlin's Con Carn. And Kenny Burrell went to Detroit's Wayne State University in the early 1950s and recorded work with Dizzy Gillespie. And he also backed up Billie Holiday and Benny Goodman. So he's been around for a long time and a fantastic guitarist. We're going to hear Chitlin's Con Carn by Kenny Burrell. And then we're going to hear Wes Montgomery do the classic Bumpin' on Sunset. Now, if there were to be a Mount Rushmore of jazz guitars, Wes Montgomery would be right there, wielding his Gibson L5 alongside Charlie Christian and Django Reinhardt. And he worked on his chops working as a machinist. And he was striving to keep the tone down a little bit so he wouldn't wake his wife up. So he came along with this Wes Montgomery sound. He cut Bumpin' on Sunset, which you'll hear here, in the spring of 1966 with bassist Ron Carter and drummer Grady Tate. First we'll hear Kenny Burrell doing Chitlin's Con Carn, and then Wes Montgomery, Bumpin' on Sunset. Thank you.
You're listening to the Jazz Treasury Podcast with Rich Sylvester.
Thank you.
The great Joe Pass, doing How High the Moon. Now, by the early 1970s, Joe Pass, born Joseph Passalacqua, had been playing professionally for more than three decades, with a lengthy stretch beginning in the 1950s, during which he retreated from public view as he overcame his heroin addiction. This song, How High the Moon, came off his 1973 release, Virtuoso. Find any album by Joe Pass, and you will be satisfied. But this last track for this episode of The Jazz Treasury will be by John McLaughlin, called Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. Now, John McLaughlin is an Englishman. He did his work, and he's still doing his works, but in the 60s and 70s, he was part of a generation of rock guitar gods, including Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, Jeff Beck. McLaughlin first made his mark playing in R&B and rock ensembles before joining pioneering jazz rock fusion groups led by Tony Williams and Miles Davis. He reached his commercial zenith as a leader of the Fast and Furious Mahavishnu Orchestra, which flourished to the first half of the 1970s. Let's listen to John McLaughlin doing Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. The one and only John McLaughlin. Goodbye, Pork Pie Hat. Well, that'll do it for this edition of the Jazz Treasury. That was episode 4, Jazz Guitar, Part 2. There's a lot more guitarists I want to play for you, ladies and gentlemen, and in a future edition of the Jazz Treasury, we'll be featuring other guitarists in the more modern times, such as Al DiMeola, Larry Coryell, Also, Grant Green is someone I like. There are so many great jazz guitarists out there. I wish we could do hours on this, but these are people you should look into. This is really a brief introduction of the jazz guitar. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Jazz Treasury. My name is Rich Sylvester. Our next episode coming up is the life and music of Fats Waller, so please tune in. And if you're looking for information, you'd like to find about more about these artists, please go to www.thejazztreasury.com or go to our Facebook page and check us out. Once again, thanks for letting me in your ear. Until next time, enjoy the jazz.